This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hennen along with Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, super producer Chris Larson manning the controls on today's show, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Everything is 66% off right now. And you heard Mike on Friday with us on the program say, Scott, tell you what, we have My Coffee now at MyStore.com. So remember, your promo code applies there as well. So MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, which has all the updates on the state-by-state analysis on the election action that they're doing. And it is, you heard about climate action? What we need is election action. Oh, the idea, the horrible idea that they were to require people to show proof of citizenship to vote in Arizona. Can you, the humanity of it, it's unbelievable. This is why state-by-state it's so important. A lot of that's at frankspeech.com. But all of those have specials, and all of them you can use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. They have sandals now, too, for the footwear, so way to go. Did we ever announce the winners? I know we have winners for the yes-no contest that we did last week. I can't remember if I announced the names yet, but I'll make sure we do that tomorrow on the show for sure. MyPillow.com, call them at 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the latest on Summit Carbon Solutions, Minn Kota Power Cooperative, Continental Resources, all coming together to say North Dakota has the geologic jackpot and the ability to not only store CO2, but also reuse CO2, like an enhanced oil recovery. This is what I consider to be a no-brainer. Let's take advantage of this. But to do it requires, obviously, an interesting alliance between Minn Kota Power Cooperative, which is this North Dakota-based electric generation and transmission cooperative, Summit Carbon Solutions, which is an Iowa-based firm focused on the decarbonization of the agriculture and biofuels industries, which, whether you like it or not, cleans up a lot of our quote-unquote sins in the way of the climate action crowd, okay? Now, I think if you and I were king for a day, when I say you and I, the vast majority of the listeners to this program and of common sense, North Dakotans, great stewards of the lands, we'd say that's sort of poppycock. I agree with you. Unfortunately, the way the rules of the road are written is, you know, the woke crowd wins. And now they're taking out public companies. After all, Continental Resources is now exploring going private because of all the constraints they have. As Harold Hamm has told us on this program, one of America's oil champions, I have to hold production even or I get punished in the public markets because of, you know, environmental social governance and the things that are happening in that world. So you can either just get the tar beat out of you, or you can come up with solutions. That's what I see of having happened here with Summit Carbon Solutions, and literally is carbon solutions. It's carbon management. Reuse it, store it. To talk about all this today on the program, Wade Bassons is here. And Wade, I first have to apologize for always saying your name is Boshans before, but I've got now schooled up on the exact pronunciation of this name with the spelling. So we got it right today. Glad to have you back on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Happy to be with you here. And I've been called Beauchamp my whole life, so you're not uniquely qualified with the pronunciation. But I appreciate your focus and attention on it.
No, I appreciate you. Executive Vice President, by the way, of Summit Carbon Solutions. Questions or comments, welcome for him today at 800-506-9028. 800-5... No, I'm going to give you the correct number here. I just gave you MyPillow's number. 800-228-0550. Call us locally at 271-1100 in Fargo or 258-0550 in Bismarck. You can also text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Todd and Kev will slap those texts into Slack for me so I can see those and pass those along to Wade today on the question. Let's just start with the overview of where we're at. How are discussions going with landowners? How are things as far as the percentage of property that you need to connect these dots all the way from Iowa through to North Dakota where this is happening? Tell us how things are going, Wade.
Yeah, so you know, overall, we're making great progress with the project on multiple kind of scopes of the project. As you know, you mentioned earlier, our fundraising has gone very well. We've recently we announced that we've funded or received over $1 billion of funding to support this $4.5 billion project. You mentioned Continental Resources and our partnership with them, as well as our, announced joint development with Minn Kota Power, which really positions us to, the two biggest projects advancing in the state, working collaboratively, really to maximize the efficiency and value of the pore space and bringing these two operations together, is material development to us. On the pipeline and the right-of-way, we've crossed over 30% of the right-of-way secured, so we continue to have, great interactions with landowners across the five-state footprint. They were actively out in the field, surveying that right-of-way. And so those efforts are progressing, on schedule and, continue to have, like I said, great conversations with landowners. Still have a ways to go, but we are over 30% across the project of the right-of-way secured now.
And talk about the timeline. Is that tracking with your timeline? Are you where you need to be? Or, is it compared to other projects? Is there a threshold between percentage of land acquired, and the right-of-way necessary versus the timeline? Is all that tracking for you?
Yeah, we continue to track, like I said, on schedule with our development schedule, which is, generally ahead of other projects, of similar projects of this size in terms of the rate of, right-of-way acquisition and where we are, recognizing that, we got started here in earnest, late last year, December of last year. And in North Dakota, we, really got started in January with our right-of-way acquisition. And so, we feel good about the progress we're making, and we're honest about the progress we still need to make to get 100% of the right-of-way secured, which ultimately at the end of the day is what we're needing to do to move forward with the project. So a ways to go, but I'm pleased with our progress today.
Walk me through the typical conversation with a landowner. What are the landowners asking? What does the kind of back and forth entail?
Yeah, I think, first of all, conversations with landowners just really start with kind of introducing, who's the company, what is the project. And once they get, kind of start wrapping their head around and understanding that, this project is, and what it's proposing to do is really at the nexus of convergence of our two biggest industries, energy and agriculture, around carbon management. And it's material. Those two industries are very material to the state of North Dakota. It represents around about 70% of North Dakota's economy, and all the jobs in the state are associated with that, with those two industries, or 70% of the jobs in the state are associated with those two industries. And so they start to understand kind of the materiality of the project overall and get comfortable kind of with the company behind it and what it's proposing to do. Then it really gets to what landowners are most concerned about is where is the pipeline going to be on their property, indemnification. So would the landowner take on additional liabilities by having this pipeline on the on their property? Does it work with their future plans and current operations on the property? So in many parts of the footprint, it's about, you know, location of drain tile and how we work with them on their drain tile, locate our pipelines to minimize our interference with their drain tile operations. And then lastly, and for some, most importantly, it gets down to compensation.
Yeah, and I've heard that negotiating that is something where, you know, it's a science to it a little bit. But what you described, everything before you got to compensation, seems to me to be more important than even this, what the dollar is. Obviously, people want a fair price. And I've heard some of the, you know, negotiations go in and some people think you hold out, you get more, but you actually get less because, you know, the dollar is there early on. The negotiating is sort of in reverse of what it typically is. I want to ask you a little bit about that when we come back. And also just talk about is how much more important all those first things you mentioned are, even ahead of compensation, to get these landowners comfortable. More with Summit Carbon Solutions when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End-of-year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sure, I have time to give you all top 10 reasons why now, today, is the right time to own a sauna, a Finley Osana from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So how about I give you five? Five work for everybody here. One, they're in stock and ready to deliver now. You go to Hot Springs Spa, Bismarck, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and say, I want that one. Can you bring it? Delivery happens now. They're in stock. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. You're using it now, you pay later. A woman by the name of Rhonda Patrick, I'd encourage you to do a little search on. She's got a podcast, and the sauna is really the miracle of the medical world. I saw a podcast she did where she was actually having a conversation with heart doctors, and their reaction to her statistics told the whole story. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet come from a sauna. That's number 4. And 5 is just what they say every day, all the time, at Hot Spring Spa. Every day made better because you're living better, you live longer. That's definitely in the top 10. I'll put it at 5 today. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Do tell them that Scott sent you. Back with our conversation today. Pleased to have Wade Bassance with us today on the program from Summit Carbon Solutions, Executive Vice President, talking about the Summit Pipeline coming from Iowa to North Dakota. Questions or comments for him are welcome. 271-1100 in Fargo, 258-0550 in Bismarck, or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. What I was trying to say before the break is I learned recently, and I forget who, I think it was a political person that said, did you know that the strategy of a pipeline company, when they come in and they need to get as much land as possible right away to be able to build a pipeline, their best price comes first because they want a number that, number one, gets attention, and number two, has the most success. So they're coming at it with what they believe is a fair price, their highest price first. It's not like you're kind of buying a used car where, hey, would you do it for this? Would you do it for X? Whereas the folks that end up getting the lowest amount are the ones that wait the longest because of the inevitability that this thing is ultimately going to happen. Is that a thing? Is that a strategy?
Yeah, that's a true statement, Scott, that ultimately, you know, the way the right-of-way buying process works is, you know, we make an initial offer to a landowner, and that initial offer is, you know, based on regional or county market valuations of land and where other, you know, projects in the area have, you know, paid for right-of-way. And then we have, you know, we make that initial offer to the landowner. We meet with the landowner. We learn more about the specific property and, you know, its value. And every piece of property has a different value, you know, based on its productivity, its you know, use and its potential future use, all those kinds of factors. And so we meet with the landowner. Landowner, you know, shares with us their compensation expectations, and we typically come back at the next round then with our best offer. It's valuable for us to secure this right away quickly and move on to kind of next steps of development and focusing on next steps. And so, you know, generally, you know, by the second meeting, we're giving the best offer that we can justify and are willing to pay for the easement. And so to your point, you know, it's not necessarily a game of those who hold out longest, you know, get paid the most.
Early on, there were reports that some of the right-of-way team were threatening eminent domain. Like, you're going to have to do this or we're going to go to eminent domain. Do those people still consider themselves employees? Are they part of your team still, or has there been a change there?
Yeah, we've made significant changes to our right-of-way team on the ground. Today we have many, you know, North Dakota land agents that we've brought onto the team, people that, you know, live and work and grew up and have roots here and understand North Dakotans and how to work with North Dakotans. Any land agent that we learned, you know, brought up eminent domain or threatened eminent domain is no longer with the project. That's an instant. You're no longer part of the project from the Summit team perspective. Our goal is to achieve voluntary easements. We want to have buying conversations, understand people's needs, work with them to a mutually agreeable easement terms, not come in the door and threaten an eminent domain. And to the extent that we've learned that that's happened, we've eliminated the individuals. And over the course of the last 3 months, we have made significant changes into the personnel and the processes. And I think we're having, and it shows in our percentage of right-of-way acquired and the conversations we're having with landowners across the footprint.
Paul and Napoleon, question for Wade Bassance. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Paul, you're going to need to turn down your radio. Otherwise, you're going to hear me on the radio 7 seconds delayed from what you're hearing in your phone. So turn your radio down and ask your question on the phone, if you're okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul. Ask your question.
Yeah. How come carbon? How come you can never tell the truth about carbon? How come that's all a secret? Why it's suddenly a hazardous substance and needs to be controlled? Carbon is part of our environment. It always has been, always will be. And we just can't get the truth about that. Or global warming, that's another farce. That's all concocted by carbon sequestration, and you're spending more money and putting carbon back in the ground. God has been doing this for thousands of years, and it doesn't. Yes, man does create pollution, but we're working on cleaning that up. Now, to tell me that just because somebody ruled sometime that carbon was a hazardous substance, now we gotta sequester it. No, I don't. You're spending way more than it's possibly worth, and there's no science behind it. How come you can't explain to me why suddenly we're taking carbon, which the corn uses, and then we're making ethanol, and then we're making... No, we're not making any more carbon than the way it always has been. So...
All right, Paul, great comments, and not uncommon for people to have that viewpoint. What would you say, Wade?
I would say, first of all, that, there are market opportunities out there for lowering carbon emissions or generating low-carbon fuels, as the case here with Summit's project. And so we have a unique opportunity as North Dakotans and as a state of North Dakota to monetize the value of our commodities, in this case corn, by lowering the carbon intensity of ethanol and selling that low carbon ethanol to markets that are demanding it. So I don't want to get into the debate around climate change and carbon's role in climate change or man's role in climate change, but more focus on here are the market opportunities that are in front of us.
Paul, I appreciate the call and the question, and Wade, your answer. We'll continue with more after the break. Other calls coming in, some texts as well. Your conversation continues on What's On Your Mind.
After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app too on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content. The man suspected of killing seven people and wounding dozens at a 4th of July parade in Illinois is expected to make his first court appearance Wednesday. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III faces seven counts of first-degree murder. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the area Tuesday.
This person will be brought to justice, but it's not going to undo what happened. And we're here for you, and we stand with you.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on What's On Your Mind, rather, talking about Summit Carbon Solutions in this pipeline project. Questions or comments, welcome in our final segment here for our guest, Wade Boyshansen. We welcome your calls, questions, comments for him today on the program, and some good ones ready to go here. So we'll continue that conversation. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Remember, PetroServe USA... By the way, we talk about a lot of the locations that have great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Every PetroServe USA has all kinds of options, like Amanda and a Bismarck, the chicken there, the 4-for-4 special, and the lowest price fuel, too. Today, you buy two fresh bake cookies, you get one free. And if you're tired of the same old for lunch, Swedish Meatballs, Valley City, West Main Avenue, NP Avenue today, 45th Street, Salisbury Steak in Euland, Chicken Fried Steak in Glendon. You get the idea. They added lasagna at Valley City, exit 292. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, Paul is making a point a lot of people make, and that is that this is really kind of a fool's errand here, capturing carbon. And I realize we're talking about man-made carbon. We're not talking about carbon in general, and somehow carbon is all bad, and he's right. But you talk about taking advantage of a market opportunity here, meaning, I guess what, Wade? You're not setting the rules, you're having to play by the rules, even though Paul makes a very good point about carbon being essential to life. We get that. But the man-made carbon is where the market says you're bad. And if you're a publicly traded company, we're going to put our thumb or even boot on a neck in your opposition. That's the market opportunity you're talking about, right? You didn't make those rules, but you're helping people play by those rules. And if they're in a publicly traded market and in an environment like we're in today, we really don't have the option of North Dakota saying, you know what, we're not going to play this game. Do we?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, clearly, like as I mentioned, you know, we have low carbon fuels markets that exist and are willing to pay a premium for ethanol in this case that has a lower carbon intensity. And so that's an industry that, you know, consumes, you know, over 40% of the U.S. corn crop and over half of North Dakota's corn crop. So if we want those industries to be competitive and we want to take advantage of those market opportunities that exist, we can do so by lowering the carbon, you know, intensity of that ethanol, and we can be part of that market and give our customers what our customers are asking for, which is lower carbon fuels. And so, we have a choice to make. Do we want to participate in those market opportunities, or are we okay with, you know, the 40% of the corn market, you know, going away? Or in the case of North Dakota, 50% of our corn crop goes to, you know, the ethanol plants in the state or the ethanol industry. And so that's the choice we have to make. It's less about, to me, about do we agree with the political science and the science behind climate change, but more do we want to take advantage of the markets that are opportunities that are in front of us for our two most material industries in our state, which are energy and agriculture.
Yeah, makes sense. And again, ag and energy have to play by these rules, or they just have no option. Or again, the extinction of the industry is not. I'm not being overly dramatic. It's a real possibility. It just is. Ask anybody in either of these worlds whether or not they have a giant target on their back that is climate action. So if you don't come up with a solution, they don't survive. Mark and Mandan want to follow up on Paul's call. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I just think that that's maybe creates some of the hesitancy in some of these landowners in, you know, granting the right-of-way accesses because they don't want to participate in something like that. And I would just say that if you're coming at it from the environmentalist side, hey, this is a great thing because we're capturing that carbon and it's no longer going to be out in the atmosphere. And if we're coming at it from the, hey, this is ridiculous, kind of like Paul was saying, well, this is a way that we can still have our ethanol plants and our coal plants and all of those things and help the economy also. I mean, I work in the industry that was on a red trail working on one of the carbon capture plants, and those are big projects. They employ a lot of people. They bring a lot of money to the state. And I would just encourage anybody that's debating whether or not to do this, unless we can get rid of everybody in the bureaucracies and the federal government, this is kind of what we have to do in the short term. You know, maybe that with the new EPA ruling, maybe eventually some of that stuff will change, but it's going to take some time.
A very reasonable thought process in all of this, Mark. Appreciate it. Others may be, looking at the dollars and cents. A couple of examples of that coming from some texters saying if this was an oil pipeline, the price would be $140 to $160. They offered us $18 and some change, which includes crop damage. To that you say what, Wade?
Yeah, to that I would say that, I'd really like to kind of meet with the individual and understand, you know, the specifics of, you know, how we come up with his valuation. What I can say is that our compensation is in alignment with it on the right away that we've acquired is in alignment with what right away is being acquired for across Western North Dakota in the, you know, oil and gas development counties. And so I don't fully understand where the numbers are coming from, 18 and 100. Certainly there, you know, may be examples where, you know, a company paid a landowner for a very short piece of right away, a high valuation. But I can tell you, we've done the research, and I'm happy to share it with the individuals. It says, here's what these right-of-ways have been selling for, and here's what we're offering, and we're right in the, in the market with what we're offering, to purchase right-of-ways on a per-ride basis.
Now, this says people have received 3, 4, 5 offers for payment on easements, so saying they come back with a second one, and it's their best is not accurate. Also, why are they paying way below market rate for pore space in comparison to other states? 0.25 a ton here in the range of 0.75 to $1.50 in other states. This is a gross abuse of the pore space owners in North Dakota. Your comment there, Wade?
Yeah, I don't know where the individual's getting their other state comparisons, but at the end of the day, every one of these basins is going to likely develop its own valuation for pore space based on, you know, what's available demand for that pore space. I can say that, you know, we've secured pore space agreements for 80% of the landowners with the area that we targeted. I think repeatedly from those landowners, you know, their strong support for our project, appreciation for how we're developing it. At the end of the day, there's very little CO2 that's been injected into pore space for storage, in the U.S. Or in the world, for that matter, to this point. And so it's difficult to develop a market compensation comparison because it's, you know, fairly new to the Williston Basin and fairly new to the rest of the U.S. And so I'd just say that I think the truest test is, you know, we've had good discussions with landowners, negotiations with them. We've been very successful in securing the vast majority of the pore space that we've made offers on. Today, we've secured over 120,000 acres of pore space through voluntary easements, open negotiations with those landowners. And so I'm proud of what we've done. I think we're paying people fairly. But unfortunately, this individual, you know, doesn't see it the same way.
Let's see here. Is the carbon a liquid or a gas? When used to pump oil out of the ground, how is it separated from the oil? What keeps the carbon in the ground?
So the CO2 will be in what's called dense phase, so it's near liquid phase, as it's being injected into the formation. What keeps it in the formation is we're injecting the CO2 into a porous rock formation, sand and sandstone layers that are surrounded both above and below by hundreds to thousands of feet of impermeable rocks, shales, dolomite, other forms of rock that are impermeable. And that's ultimately what creates this container, which is you have thick layers of sands and sandstones with high porosity, high permeability that are surrounded by thick layers of impermeable rocks. And that creates the container for storing CO2, and that's what keeps it in the ground.
Another texter listener says, I cannot get an answer to this question. Can you answer how does capturing carbon for Iowa ethanol plants make North Dakota's ethanol plants more competitive in the carbon neutral marketplace?
Yeah, so certainly it also recognize that across our project spans five different states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Included in that, in the 32 ethanol plants that we're partnering with, is the Tharaldson plant, which is the largest ethanol plant in North Dakota. So that's a direct connection to North Dakota. But certainly we have to recognize that this corn market is a regional market. And so having all of the plants survive is beneficial to North Dakota producers and the corn market broadly. But more specifically, today we have the Tharaldson plant, North Dakota's largest plant, which consumes about just under 20% of North Dakota's corn crop. That's part of this project, which is direct connection to North Dakota. And so we're going to make a $900 million investment in North Dakota in this project. The project's going to consume close to 20% of North Dakota's corn product right off the bat. We're going to pay tens of millions of dollars in taxes annually. And so there's a wide variety of, you know, benefits to North Dakota, including the North Dakota corn market.
David and Hazleton, real quick question for Wade Beauchamp.
Yes, you were at the Hazleton meeting, and you told us that we'd roughly get $425,000 a year in tax revenue for our county. And where do you arrive at that figure, or how do they come up with that?
Yeah, so we engaged an accounting firm, external firm, to do an analysis of the economic impact across the project footprint. And that's based on, you know, basically the amount of pipeline and the value of that pipeline infrastructure that's installed in the different counties that ultimately generates property tax revenue for those counties. We also, in that analysis, looked at...
Hold tight, if you would. Hang on tight, if you would. David, we'll get you the rest of the answer during the break here, okay? Eugene Grainer coming up, too, to talk about oil prices for the first time in 2 months, falling below $100 a barrel. What's going on there? We'll find out on What's On Your Mind.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover kinder care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Todd Mitchell, you can tell me about Schwann, you're at KMC, and then we're going to chat with Eugene Grainer.
Yeah, I got to hit the right button, and I can be on the radio, right?
There you go.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. And not only the new Buicks and GMCs, but if you're looking for, oh, maybe a Ford Edge, a Honda Pilot, there's a couple of Subaru Foresters. But there's also the manager's special right now, 2020 GMC Acadia SLT that was $47,880, now $43,995. Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Come on, Todd, push the button. You'll get on the radio. It's fun. Sorry about that.
Great conversation with Wade Bessons. I appreciate it very much. And we're going to do this again soon. We didn't get to all the questions. Got most of the texts in, but not all the calls. We took a few of those off the air. We'll play those in tomorrow's show because I got Eugene Grainer waiting to get in here. But Spencer in South Dakota called and another called as well. Well, great questions. I mean, all these were really good questions. So obviously there's questions out there, and I think it's really good idea for Summit Carbon Solutions, and specifically Wade, who's a North Dakotan and executive vice president of the company, to be the person that's doing it. I also applaud them for now changing out their right-of-way team, the All-North Dakotans, led by a guy from Watford City. Great things will happen from that. So appreciate all the calls, and be listening for another one of these real soon on What's on Your Mind. All right, according to CNN, so it must be true, for the first time in nearly 2 months, crude oil prices fallen below $100 a barrel. That is a question that we then say, Eugene Grainer, Heartland Invest Services, what does that mean for the market? Is oil coming back up? You had a very interesting tweet earlier today talking about blood and guts in the markets right now, so a lot to cover in a short period of time. Welcome back, Eugene Grainer. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good morning. And these days get long for me when I get rolling at 5 a.m., so it is the afternoon for me, it feels like. Thanks for having me on. Yes, crude oil is imploding, got down to $95 a barrel this morning. What has happened, and it's about perception trading, and crude oil is not alone in this. As the farmers know, every commodity under the sun, whether it's corn, beans, and wheat, or cotton, sugar, cocoa, gold, silver for that matter as well. Everything has been under assault, heavy, massive fund liquidation trading since the June 10th CPI data, that Consumer Price Index, came out. And it was so hot that there was a general perception made by the investing community, let's just put it that way, your mutual funds that invest in commodities, that they pulled the plug on the inflation trade because they perceived that the Federal Reserve on their following week meeting would jack rates by 0.75%, when just the prior month before, Fed Chair Powell had said, no, our interest rate hikes will be consistent no more than a half a point. Well, it went to 0.75%, and of course, they've left open that in the upcoming July 26th, 27th meeting, they're going to raise rates again. Likely could be as much as 0.75% and another 0.5% in the September meeting. Well, as the markets are not about today, they're always trading on the future perceptions of the marketplace. The ongoing, and you've heard this, that the Federal Reserve is not going to be able to probably create a soft landing if they're fighting such hard inflation, that in fact, they're going to push the country into recession. Well, with that inflation trade being off the table for right now and the liquidation so heavy, we're seeing prices that sometimes don't justify what balance sheets would suggest. Like, for example, the corn market. Just 2.5 weeks ago, corn was trading at $7.50 on the spot on the December new crop contract. And here we are at $5.70. You know, breathtaking, the declines we've seen in grains in just 2 weeks. And you can go down along the line and say the same thing about every commodity. We can come to crude oil. Now, crude oil, we're dealing with the prospects of a recession coming, is already seeing the seasonality of energy prices peaking every year, you know, through May, through Memorial Day. Sometimes it slips over towards the 4th of July. We see this price gain in crude oil and gasoline prices as we come out of the winter doldrums. I mean, let's not forget, the Northern Hemisphere burns the energy. The Southern Hemisphere, when that sun tips the Northern Hemisphere back for the wintertime, what do you got in the South? You've got Australia, about the size of Texas. You've got Africa. Okay, let's just move on from there. And you got South America, where Brazil and Argentina are basically the only economic bastions of activity. And they use a lot of ethanol through sugar and corn. And so they are pretty much self-reliant. So we flip that earth back to the north towards the summertime. That's when Europe, Asia, U.S. come online. And so every year we see this tendency of a lift this time of the year. Now, what we're looking to the future is, what is the veracity of a normal price decline that we find anyway, typically when we peak out from Memorial Day for 4th of July? And that's what we're about to find out as we go in towards the end of the year, because we're maxed out on usage right now. And now airlines, which use a lot of fuel, we're having thousands of flights being canceled as we roll through weekends. Fuel is coming off, they're being used. But for now, crude oil has definitely found that high watermark. And isn't it interesting to most, for all the bullish euphoria you've heard about $200 crude oil, $185 crude oil, we never bested the 2008 high of 147. One day session in March, on the 7th of March, we hit March 6th, we hit $130 a barrel. Instantaneously, within days, we were back near 100. And this market just doesn't have a sustaining ability above 110 to 115, even without Russian oil being imported in the U.S. and such. It's this refining chokehold that has had gas prices pushed so high, because well, quite frankly, you know the stories as well. There's been no refineries built in the United States for decades, except for a diesel plant out in Dickinson, and only ethanol has been our increase in availability of fuels. But refiners are running hot in the South, 98% maximum efficiency. You see what they're running, and this is a scary thing when you run these refineries so hot that you're just asking for a breakdown sooner than normal. And you know, and look at energy is so like electricity.
What? I can't even believe we have to stop this because it's so dang good. You put a quarter in this guy and he just gives you great information. HeartlandInvest.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get the latest. We'll have him back soon. Love it, Eugene. Thank you. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.